The South African tourism entity kicking off its Summer Different campaign to showcase the wide variety of tourism attractions and experiences across the country. Joining me on the line is the GM for Global PR Communications at South Africa Tourism, Altaf Kazi. Altaf, lovely to chat to you again. Good morning.
Good morning, Africa. Good to be on you.
What is the Summer Different campaign?
Look, you know, it's been a tough year for everyone, and you know, we just needed to show people how to travel South Africa again. I mean, things have changed in the way you travel. There's compliance, there's regulations, there's safety elements now. So things have changed. And but from our side, you know, prior to the last time the president had spoken in terms of curfews, we wanted to show people that you go out there, explore South Africa, explore the hidden gems. There's just not the normal, you know, run-of-the-mill stuff that you're used to seeing, you know, in the big cities. And we're visiting all 9 provinces over a period of 2 months, and we're showcasing what it is for you to do and how affordable it is for you to go out there and enjoy your country.
I'm going to put you on the spot, Altaf. Any favorites? One or two things that you can highlight that South Africans should really consider getting into the cars and driving to a different part of South Africa for?
Look, I've been fortunate to be on 4 of the visits at the moment, and for me, the Northern Cape has certainly, you know, has dished out some gems. You know, if you just like wide open spaces, there are places like Witbank where you can go and camp. I didn't know you can dune in South Africa, so there's duning opportunities. I think, you know, the Northern Cape just gives you a lot of possibilities, and I think that for me was one of the highlights of being part of the Summer Different campaign so far. So we have content creators that are going out and bringing to you through our social media platforms the options and just the beauty of South Africa for you to see.
Let's get the social media platforms handles then out of the way now. Where does one look for this content that has been created?
So we all over. We're on Facebook and we're on social and on Instagram and Twitter. So it's at Go to South Africa and Visit South Africa. So it's there for you. It's on our 3 platforms. And also the provincial agencies are also putting it out, you know, when we're in a certain province. So, look, I think it's been one of those projects that have been, you know, satisfying to work on to see what it is, because we you know, again, people see the big things, people see the main things, but I think this whole campaign has allowed us to show you that, you know, you can jump in your car, drive for 1 hour or drive for 2 hours, whether you're in that province or whether you're from another province. But, you know, we've taken the opportunity to showcase to you what thing is.
The reality is, Altaf, right, up until, the vaccine has been administered widely enough all over the world that it's safe again for international tourists to come back to South Africa in the numbers that we are accustomed to, we are going to rely on South Africans traveling domestically for the tourism sector to be kept afloat.
So the tourism recovery strategy is led by domestic tourism. That's all over the world. I think, you know, we've seen airlines and you know, cancelling or postponing because of the hesitancy and what's out there. So domestic tourism is taking the lead. I think it's something that's consistent with what the rest of the world is doing as well. So as South Africans, you know, it's difficult even for you to go outside and travel to another country. It's difficult. So why not explore your own? I mean, we expect this to be 12 to 18 months before the international sort of, you know, inbound is going to, you know, hit the numbers that we used to have before. So it's something that we're putting a focus on. And as South Africans, you know, we have diverse experiences, we have wonderful opportunities, and there's such authentic sort of places to go to and to enjoy and to enjoy the people. I mean, the other thing that's been, you know, really, you know, touching throughout this trip is when you're engaging with local people. I mean, I was in Limpopo last week going to a place called Jane First. You know, and never knew it existed. We did there. Part of the campaign is to also empower SMMEs. So we bring from every province, we bring SMMEs together, those who are involved in the tourism space, And we empower them with sales techniques, how to, you know, utilize digital marketing skills so that they can also diversify and become more visible during this time. Because face it, you know, the SMEs were also battling throughout this, and we're creating an opportunity for them, you know, to survive during this time.
Is there enough capacity, I suppose? Is that the word? I mean, we know that the economy has been battered about, right, as a result of the pandemic. Those who are lucky enough to hold on to a job are probably not earning nearly as much as they would like. Some people taking a salary cut, for example, to maintain or to hold on to that job. Are there enough South Africans with enough money who want to go on a domestic tourism experience?
Look, I think there are enough domestic tourism experiences to suit the budget that's out there. So we, you know, as South Africans, we got to get across to say, look, it's not going to break the bank for you to travel South Africa, and that's what we want to bring across in terms of the itineraries that we're pushing and exploring through the Summer Different campaign. So for us is, you know, one of our missions is to make sure that you know, we afford all South Africans the opportunity to travel, and that's what we are trying to do through the campaign as well, to showcase, look, you know, you can spend, you know, if you travel in groups or you go to this place or that place, there are quality graded establishments from 1-star, 2-star, 3-star. If you're unable to go 4-star, 5-star. So that's what our graded establishments, that's what our grading council does, to make sure that there's a level of quality for you to, you know, to experience, so that you don't have a bad experience during the trip. So, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, we've got to afford South Africans through the platforms, through our, you know, through Shortlist, for you to go and experience South Africa.
And the industry players have responded, have they not, Altaf? I mean, I know a number of people, friends of mine, who were lucky enough to go to the KwaZulu-Natal Midlands, for example, and go and stay at a wonderful game reserve that they would not have been able to afford otherwise, because the owners of that establishment, in the wish, I suppose, to have activity happening at their reserve, offered South Africans what was an amazing discount on what their regular fare is going to be for people to go and experience that wonderful space.
Look, I think a lot of people have had to rethink their business model. COVID has made us think that. So the industry has responded, I think. But also, I mean, what the Summer Different campaign has allowed us to do is to go out there and, you know, some of the smaller experiences that you wouldn't have gone out, you know, to show that to you, so that you have now a wider variety to choose from when you decide where you want to go. So it's all about making these experiences, these establishments, making it accessible, and also giving them the exposure to show them that, you know, in the Northern Cape there's a little village that has the best milk tart, or in Limpopo there's a village here that does this. Because, you know, the big focus is also, which we've had this year, and it's also something we pushed on World Tourism Day, was the VTSD, villages, towns, and small dorpies. You know, it's something that we're pushing because we believe that the rural tourism economy is needs our attention, but it's also an untapped element of the tourism sector that we're not giving enough attention to previously, and this is what we're doing now, giving the attention to the VTSD products and experiences.
Altaf, thank you very much, and I certainly wish you all the best with the campaign. Altaf Kazi is the GM for Global PR Communications at the South African Tourism, talking to us about the Summer Different campaign that you'll find on social media everywhere. South African Tourism encouraging you to go and visit particularly those dorpies and villages, and consume SMME products in the space.